The standoff between PNG authorities and asylum seekers on Manus Island has ended. The remaining 325 men were today forcibly removed and taken to transit centres on the island of Loringal. The asylum seekers claim many were assaulted during the process, but the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has rejected that. He addressed the media a short time ago. Here's some of that press conference.
People were given 6 months' notice that the regional processing centre was closing, and the very clear message that the government's had from day one that I repeat today is that these people will not be coming to Australia. The Australian taxpayer has provided millions of dollars for new centres, for new arrangements for people to leave the regional processing centre and to move into those centres. And what we want now is for people to accept their offer to go to the United States, to accept the resettlement package and go back to their country of origin, to settle in PNG, to go to Nauru, but under no circumstances are people coming to Australia. And I've been very clear with the advocates here in Australia, and I repeat this again today. You are offering out false hope to people who are in a difficult situation. As we've seen with the footage over the last couple of weeks, you have compounded their problems by allowing them some message of false hope that somehow if they stayed in the regional processing centre in those conditions, that it would twist the arm of the Australian government, that we would change our policy, and that somehow those people would settle in Australia. Well, that cruel hoax needs to come to an end. The Labor Party and the Greens and these advocates have been holding out this cruel hoax and providing this false promise to people who are in a very difficult situation. And it needs to come to an end today. I see Mr. Newman has put out a press release calling for all sorts of things. He should put out a press release apologising on behalf of the Labor Party for putting these people on Manus Island in the first place. Now, we will work with the PNG authorities, as we have done in the past, to make sure that services are provided at the East Loringal Centre, at Hillside House and at the other centres that are provided by way of accommodation for these people. But I've been very clear that the intelligence has said to us that if you send people to New Zealand, the boats will restart. And New Zealand is not an option that's on the table for us now. And for Labor to be calling for these people to go immediately to New Zealand shows the same emotion that Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard had when they undid the policies that stopped the boats under John Howard. And it's very clear to all Australians that if Bill Shorten was to be the Prime Minister after the next election, then clearly the left would take the policy over again, the boats would restart, the drownings at sea would recommence, and the kids would be back in detention.
Yesterday we spoke to Sudanese refugee Abdulaziz Mohammed, and he was hiding from PNG police. He's with me again now, but of course he has been moved to the new settlement, resettlement facility. Tell me, what happened today?
I'm so terrified and I don't know what to say, but what happened today and what I saw today, 6 a.m. in the morning, police walked in. They just said two words. The third word, they start beating everyone. All of us, we have been beaten up. 325 men. The only 25 or 50 men hasn't been up, but the rest of them, they have beaten up. People with dislocated shoulder, people with the bruises in their face, people with the big scars in their head, because they came with a plan that they are using a force, and that force, it has been someone directed them to use the force, and they even did not give us a chance to say anything or to defend ourselves. The violence has been, you know, perpetrated by only one people, which are the immigration and the police. Like, we have been beaten up like we are criminals or we are like prisoners or we are thieves, but luckily no one lost his life. But most of the men have been terrified and they have been beaten up, and some of them are still now as we speak, they are bleeding.
How many police were there?
Over 100 police, immigration, and including the Navy. The Navy guys are where they are involving today.
And they then moved you onto what was it, buses?
They put us on the bus. They brought us here to East Loringal, and now they dump us, they walk away. More than 100 refugees now, they are sitting outside the transit center right now, and they have no place to go. And no one is coming even to say, hey, guys, welcome, or no one even offering them a water or food from 7 a.m. in the morning until right now. And we speak with the authority and the guys, the contractors, Paladin staff, they say we don't have the power to do anything because we have no plan where we're going to put you. All the accommodation that we have is occupied now.
So what's the new centre like?
Well, the hell is endless hell. So nothing, there's no difference. But Lambron detention is much better than this place.
So the previous centre you're saying is better than this place?
Much better than this place, 100 times better than this place.
How is it 100 times better? Are you comparing it to when it was functioning or at the end? Because obviously we saw the images, they were pretty difficult circumstances at the end of the last processing centre.
But right now, they brought you in a place where they dump you, you have no place to go, you have nowhere to stay. What is the point of moving forcible people from their safe place that where they are to another place where you have no even room to put them in?
What's next for you now?
The next for me is only the death, nothing else.
Have you made any contact with the people there, the officials there, about your chances of course, resettlement to the United States?
Where we are right now, there's no officials. The only people that we could see, a local security, including two supervisors, like Australians from the subcontractor company called Paladin. That's all what we see since morning we are here. No immigration, no police.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Abdul.
Thank you for having me.
Abdul Aziz Mohammed there. And of course, news today that the remaining refugees who were refusing to leave the detention centre on Manus Island have now been moved. And Abdul Aziz Mohammed giving us his recollection of what has happened today. For his response, Najit Lam is UNHCR's Deputy Regional Representative in Canberra. He's just returned from a mission on Manus Island. Najit Lam, there were reports of violence in the centre. Has the UNHCR been able to confirm these reports?
Patricia, for the last 48 hours has been very chaotic for our team in the field in Manus Island. We have not been able to gain access to any of the sites. We were initially in the RPC early in the morning when we heard that the operation is going to take place. But however, we were asked to leave 5 minutes later. So ever since, yesterday, early morning, we've been trying to figure out what's happening. And there's a lot that's happening. And we know that people have been transferred to different accommodation centres, but we have not had full access to verify some of the reports. We are still, at this moment, trying to gain access to some of the sites. From what I heard from Aziz, you can see that people are visibly quite distressed as well with what has been going on for the last 2 days. We continue to call for calm and a peaceful way of trying to resolve this issue, because our understanding is it is still quite chaotic at the new facilities at this moment.
PNG police say they have now removed all the men who had been refusing to leave the regional processing centre on Manus Island. As you say, they're on Laurengau. And the eyewitness account, at least from Aziz, is that really there is a chaotic scene there, and that there isn't anyone to talk to, he says. There's no one to talk to and gain access to information. Does that concern you? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in fact, this is we are not surprised, because prior to the movement of people out of the RPC, we have already said consistently as well that we are quite concerned. Apart from accommodation facilities, other critical services are not there. So information of what they are supposed to do, what kind of assistance is going to be provided to them and all that, it wasn't clear before the movement. Now that you have this massive movement of people in a very short period of time, we are not surprised that this is the case. And this is where I think from now onwards, the focus should be to have services restored. It is also not clear right now, like Aziz was saying, about to what extent health services. I would imagine it will be needed now, especially for mental health services as well. To what extent they are available at these sites, it is very unclear at the moment, and we are quite concerned with that. It has to be stepped up very soon.
And our Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has said the PNG government had made it clear since mid-2016 that the centre would close, and that information about that has been known the whole time, and that the new accommodation has been available to house all of these refugees since October 31st. Mm-hmm. What's your response to our Immigration Minister saying that this is all ready?
I can only say what we've observed, Patricia. So I think from ever since on the 31st of October, we have observed that the accommodation sites, one of them, the West Loranga House, wasn't completed. On my second trip back, which is recently, since Sunday, I have been visiting all the facilities almost on a daily basis, and it's quite clear from what we have seen, from whom we have talked to people who were involved in the construction of West Loranga House. We've talked to refugees, asylum seekers. We've talked to some of the other workers on site. And for us, it is very clear that the site wasn't ready at that time and construction was still taking place. But I don't want to just focus on the accommodation, because what's critical are the services as well. These are services which has been essential for the last 4 years while they were being detained in the centre. It is equally essential now because of the complex physical and mental health issues that are now amongst the refugee and asylum seeker population. So that is something that we really have to look into. Wasn't available. Local Manusian capacity is extremely limited. The hospital, it is very limited already. And we have questions about how they would cope now that refugees and asylum seekers are out of the centre and in the population now.
If those with refugee status either do not apply to or are not accepted, more crucially and more likely, by the US resettlement process, what is their next option? Is it just PNG?
At this moment, I think that we have always said that this is the responsibility of Australia to find real solutions for the refugees. Now there is, of course, you have the US arrangement. There is a possibility that some of them might not be accepted. There are other options on the table as well. And we have always been urging Australia to look into this, whether it is New Zealand or anywhere else. For us, PNG, Papua New Guinea, they have been trying the best. But I think given what asylum seekers and refugees have gone through over the last 4 years, 5 years, more than 4 years, after being forcibly transferred to Manus Island, after being detained in the centre and now being abandoned without any kind of services that now they rely on so much, particularly I think on the mental health issues, we do not see Papua New Guinea being the viable option at the moment, because I think a lot of people right now with those mental health needs would be needing them for a long time.
So what's next? I mean, in terms of your advocacy, and you've made your position quite clear, the UNHCR has said that these people need to be resettled now and there have to be other options beyond PNG. How do you make that case? How do you try and convince the government that New Zealand, for instance, should be pursued?
that's a very good question, Patricia, because we've continually been saying that as well. For us, it's very clear. This is what we are seeing right now are just some of the devastating consequences that started 4 years ago. It cannot go on. I mean, we know we don't have the answer. I mean, we can identify the need, and the need right now, the urgent need is solutions for refugees and asylum seekers outside of Papua New Guinea. And the answer lies with somebody else. What we can say is the urgent need is right now. There's no justification, simply no justification in prolonging the suffering of refugees and asylum seekers. every reason to identify urgent solutions right now. Because I think what we fear is if solutions are not found soonest, the situation might deteriorate even further.
Many thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Najit Lam is UNHCR's Deputy Regional Representative in Canberra. He's just returned from a mission to Manus Island.